Well, hello there, lovelies. Welcome. I'm looking forward to getting to spend some time melting your mind. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it as well. After all, you did take a look at what was inside and, well, clearly decided it was what you wanted going on inside of your mind, too. Let's get going, then. Please, all I ask of you is that you get comfortable, make sure you have some time set aside, and that, of course, if anything should come up, you're able to deal with it. And aside from that, I think we're ready to rock and roll. Just get comfy, listen to my voice, and before you know it, your thoughts will be dripping out of your ears. All you need to do, really, is begin to listen to what I have to say. Let those words gently draw across the surface of your mind. Let them begin their journey inward. For the deeper they reach, the more effectively they touch, the more power they will have. Each word can carry so much intention, so much strength. And I can use that strength to shape your reality, to shape your experience, to shape your very mind itself. And when that's what you and I are both setting out to do, well, there's quite a lot of options on our table. And I know you will enjoy whatever it is I bring. See how it's already beginning to happen? That focus, that intensity, the way my words wrap and slide and grip, that squeezing tight of snug security in listening, in following along, in doing as I say. You're doing perfect, wonderful, and delightful for me. After all I'm asking is that you listen to me. All I'm asking is that you go along with whatever it is I might have to say. And it's simple. All I'm going to ask you to do is imagine all those thoughts, all those straggling ideas, whatever might be hanging on in your mind. Sure, you can acknowledge them. Let them be for a moment. Be aware of them. And I'm sure you want to get rid of them after all. And we're going to do just that. Even if they happen to poke up their heads, to try and disrupt what we're doing, the mere acknowledgement of them lets them flow. When we try to dam them up, it can make it so much more difficult to let go. Because you focus so hard on holding up those thoughts, keeping them from reaching the surface. You're doing so much to keep them from going anywhere that those efforts begin to make it difficult to let your thoughts flow and melt. So instead of trying to resist them, let them flow. Let them be. If they bubble and burble and flow through, that's okay. They won't have any ill effect. They won't pull you away from what we're doing right now. No, they'll just add to it. Because as you stop resisting it, as you begin to let it flow, as you let go, you can easily begin to observe that sensation changing from a feeling of concentration to a flowing, dripping, dropping place, unfocused and yet pulled along with all the currents of the watery depths, the way your mind and your thoughts meld into a delightful stream of words and ideas and concepts, noticing more and more of your thoughts flowing away, drip, drip, dripping into nothingness. Every time an idea happens, it simply accelerates the process. Any stray thoughts just adding to the intensity. The more it goes, the more it feels like your very ability to process and think and do and want and be is just flowing, dripping, melting away. as though your very mind itself was becoming fluid, as though each thought was one droplet amongst countless blank, empty droplets falling together, streaming together, drip, drip, dripping together, until that flow just pulls you under into that mindless place of melting delight. It almost feels as if your very mind could melt right out of your head, as though it could just drip right out of your ears, as though there was nothing left inside except for a fountain fueled by the odd idea and all the wonderful words I'm pouring in, until all there is those words that stream that melting sensation, like your very thoughts are this river, this flow, this fountain, and you'll go, you'll slowly go so wonderfully deep, won't you? With that watery, warm, melting sensation in your mind, as though it was just turning into a wonderful liquid. The nice thing is, I can add things in now. Now that we've got everything flowing nicely, smoothly operating, I can just start to gum it up a little, add in a little bit of that delicious, pleasurable goo, that soft, sticky set of words that I can unleash into you, letting it gum up what little is left until there's just a slimy goo dripping out, like honey flowing. So slow, so soft, so mindless, so empty, as though everything was just melted in there. And with that additive of pleasure being added in, I'm sure you've been taking some delight in hearing my words. And in doing so, you've helped to add that in, and it's grown more and more powerful, letting it melt and turn to that wonderful, gooey, delightful, flowing mindlessness, till you're just a goopy, mindless, empty-headed little thing, sitting there, listening, without a care in the world, every word, another drop of that wonderful honey, another drop of that delightful pleasure. And before you know it, there's just warm, tranquil, mindless, gooey, slimy, empty thoughts. Thoughts that are just an echo of the words, echoes that are just the slimy, soft mindlessness that has been built between, allowed to flow, allowed to be. And that's what you are for me right now. Mindless little thing. Melt it. Dripping, empty, thoughtless, vapid, blank, utterly void. Feels so good to be so melted, doesn't it? Like your very being is slowly joining that warm, honey-like, slimy, melty feeling, so you could just relax and let go of everything until you just melt into my words, until my words just pour over you, until there's no discernible difference between the two, till my very will usurps what is left, and in that usurpation there is only bliss, only delightful, dripping, dropping bliss. And that is the joy of being melted, of having your mind turn to goo. Your thoughts drip, drip, dropping away, plummeting so deep, so wonderfully deep. Good. I'm sure that if I was to tell you that you look like your brain's been melted right now, that you certainly feel like your brain's been melted right now, and you are someone who's had their brain melted right now, it would be quite true, wouldn't it? Yes, that's it, my vapid little things. Good. Let that drippy, droppy place just flow over you until all you have left is a vapid delight, an empty, mindless, gooey, warm thing without thoughts, without desires, without wants, with just that pleasurable, warm, delightful calm. So relaxed, so utterly empty. It's as though we've reached parity, that complete connection, that utter resonance, where every word reverberates and echoes and sends vibrations through that slimy, melty place that was once your mind. Each echo, each word, each statement, each sibilant syllable sliding and vibrating through you, pulsing that mindless place, full of pleasured, empty delight. Good. That's exactly what I wanted. Exactly what I was looking for. And I know you're enjoying it as well. And the best part is, the more times I melt your mind down, the more empty and liquid it'll be. Why? Even if I told your mind to melt, it certainly would find a way to melt more now. And of course, if you were to listen to this again, I'm sure you would melt even further still. And with each repetition, deeper and deeper you would fall and flow and drip and drop until you couldn't stop falling into that melty place. Good. Of course, I know you'll indulge when you want to. Indulge in being melted, that is. And sure, I know that I've enjoyed melting your mind just as much. And of course, if anything should come up, if at any point you need to depart and need your mind to re-solidify, know that you have that power that you can reach inside and release that meltiness to become solidified once more, to let your mind become clear and focused and able. Just imagining it, just thinking about it right now for me is enough to begin building that anchor. Thinking about that process, being focused briefly, like liquid being held in a form, like a cup or a tube. And of course, knowing that that little bit of impetus, that tiny bit of self-control, is all the key you need to just turn and click and be as you were before. Perfect. You've done so well for me. You've melted so well for me. And I think I am ready to get your brain back into one solid piece for now. So why don't we just drift along a little ways? Let that feeling of being formed and focused begin to become a mold that is the shape of how you are normally, who you are normally, how your thoughts work normally. Let yourself become more and more present once more. Breathe nice and deep and feel your body. Move your limbs just a little bit. Let this count pull you up. As one, you drift up. Two, more and more. Three, four, feeling more solid. Five, six, aware of your surroundings. Seven, eight, feel your body. Nine and ten, feeling wide awake, wonderful and refreshed, fully solidified once more. Thank you so very much for listening.